Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm your girl, Claudia Jordan. What's up?
Oh, now it's your girl. Last week you was hated. Now it's your girl.
They still hate me?
No, everyone loves you, Claudia.
I agree. I feel like once they know me, they love me. It's okay. The people that don't know me that have an issue.
Yeah, and you know, some people didn't even realize that you're our official host.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You're our official host. So let's just make that clear, because I think we did. Claudia, you are here just in case they didn't get it from the last 15 episodes.
Well, sometimes people are a little slow.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm
That's
here. Okay. Thank you for having me, Laura.
Yeah, and we're trying to be a little bit more in y'all face. So y'all could check out our videos on YouTube. We didn't have any videos like that, but now we do.
Now we have videos.
So go check out the Undressing Room podcast, the video, so you could listen to us, and then you'll also get to watch us as well. So shout out to the team for that. Gang, gang, gang.
That's right, y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all doing y'all thing.
Okay, and we're going to talk about girls trip and guys trip etiquette. We're going to get all... Oh, listen, we're going to undress that because this is the time of the year to go on the trips, right? You got the summer trips. You got the spring break is just
Memorial
concluded.
Day weekend.
Yeah, so you have Memorial Day weekend. You have everybody gearing up to be summertime fine. And we're going to say whether the weather breaking and Memorial being around the corner... Is that okay for you to do your girls' trips and your guys' trips? You know, when's the vacation come into play? You know, does that come into play in the summertime?
Listen, I don't want to be your everything. So please go hang with your friends and I'll get with you when I get with you because I'm going to still be with my friends.
I love how, like, we match, but we're so opposite. I love being someone's everything.
It's too much pressure, L'Oreal. That's how you have
pressure.
Them stalking you, be outside your window, throwing rocks at your window. When one thing goes wrong, I'm going to kill myself.
No. See, I don't need all that, but, you know, pressure. Did you leave the one, because you thought there was going to be better and you were wrong?
Yep.
You've done that before?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I did. My cutoff game is very quick.
See?
And as I've gotten older, I just hit a milestone birthday, 50. I've been reflecting on my life like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have made that move. But
I'm not going to lie. I've told you this numerous times before who I thought you're the one was. Are you talking about the same person?
Probably so.
Yes.
Say the first initial.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. No.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Okay. All right.
I love
so
him.
We're on. I don't understand what you were doing when you wasn't in that anymore.
No, because he.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, he was.
Because we're pretty transparent here on the Undressing Room podcast.
I love him.
That's why we get undressed.
Yes.
That's why we get naked. You can see straight through. If look, just like my shirt, actually from Macy's, Free People, you can see straight through my transparency.
I'm trying not to look at that.
Okay. Well, I do have on pasties because we are at work.
Oh, wow, so classy.
I got my nipple covers on, you know, also at Macy's. Now, Ms. Lawrence is going to join us and put us on to the summer fashion so you can be out here fly just like me and Claudia.
That's right.
You know, and Ms. Lawrence, of course. And it's going to go down in the DMs. Maybe somebody's trying to holler at Claudia. Ooh, through my DM.
Please do.
Maybe.
Please do.
Maybe we have another crazy cat story. Did you get somebody locked up last week? I think you did. You told them to go crazy with the cat food, remember?
That was me?
Yeah.
I told someone to get crazy.
No, you didn't. You just said that you beat up your friend's boyfriend's car.
And... Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing up old stuff, L'Oreal?
Oh, that was last week. But okay, fine. We can move on. It's a new Claudia, new day. We turn in a leaf, okay? So, okay, it's going down. Make sure y'all listen to hear how we undress all of this mess on the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by Macy's. And speaking of Macy's, you know that they always come through for us when it comes to owning your beauty and owning your style. And the friends and family sale is still going down.
I need a bunch of bathing suit cover-ups. I need to go get some from Macy's and some cute sandals. Now I got my toe surgery, so now I got pretty toes. So I need to flash them and flaunt them. So I will be up in Macy's. I told y'all the best shoe department, best Macy's shoes is in Studio City in California. It is, they
you
have everything.
You did say that. And
designer.
I came at you with that and said Herald Square. But okay, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
If you want to say, I think that New York is the best.
Okay, well, we got East Coast, West Coast.
East Coast, the best coast.
We bringing up the beef? We bringing
yeah,
the beef
yeah,
back?
Yeah, we are. Yes, we will. But anyway, you can have no beef with Macy's because they're giving you 30% off of designers that rarely go on sale. I'm talking about DKNY, Calvin Klein. Those are top brands right there. And you can also take 15% off of beauty favorites like MAC, which I never see them go on sale, Marc Jacobs, Urban Decay, which we love, and so much more. Check out Macy's.com and save with promo code FRIEND because you are my friend.
Amazing singing voice.
That's an old song, too. How about What About Your Friends? Is there new songs about friends? Friends, how many of us have them? They're all old songs.
I just love hearing you sing. Your voice is so smooth.
Thank you. You hate her.
So silky.
So you have no tone to yours. Okay.
I have a very sexy, raspy voice.
That's not what I
heard. Hey, callers or listeners, leave a comment on the page. Who has a sexier voice, L'Oreal or Claudia Jordan? Who has the sexier voice?
Claudia, they don't even like you.
They don't like you either. Bully.
Not me. Go to Macy's.com and put promo code FRIEND, like clearly me and Claudia are. Some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details. Let's talk guys trip, girls trip etiquette.
Okay.
You just went on a girls trip.
I did.
I don't do girls trips very well.
And yeah, I know, because you weren't there.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That's part of the reason why I was like, Claudia.
It was a great group. Everyone that came said, amazing group. Couldn't have been a better group.
You do have some. There are a few of your friends that I like. I'm not going to say I like them all.
Who don't you like?
Well, I'm not going to tell you which of your friends I don't like.
Give me an initial. Who don't you like?
No, I'm not.
Give me an initial.
I'm not going to tell
you. Don't we keep it a buck here?
We do, but
doesn't
I'm not
Macy's
doing this.
Doesn't Macy's pay us to keep it a buck?
I'm not doing
who
this.
Who don't you like, L'Oreal?
I'm not doing this. I stay out the way.
Do you like
when
me?
I don't
do you not
like
Mimi?
No, I love
Do you not
Mimi.
Like Alta?
Oh, my God. Claudia, no, see, don't even. Because she's going to start going down the list. And
who
she's
going
like, to hit
L'Oreal?
The name. And then I'm going to be uncomfortable.
Who don't you like?
I don't like talking about this. So let's talk about girls trip, guy trip etiquette. So your man, right? Say he's going to DR, which is the prime spot, you know, for what?
Yeah.
I'm going with the guys. My phone's going to be off for a couple of days. See you when I see a piece. Is that cool?
No, you can't. Phone. No, you can go on your guys' trip, but you still have to check in.
No, the phone don't work. The service is a little funny.
No,
you know that.
No. First of all, where are you staying?
Huh?
You better stay at a regular resort that has regular Wi-Fi where you can call me. At least I need you to check in.
Yeah, but the Wi-Fi, it was raining. It's a tropical storm.
Is that what they say?
Is that cool?
No. You got to still check in with me.
Okay, so what's checking in?
You know, a phone, hey, babe, I made it here. You know, kind of give me like, you know, we going to do this. I'll hit you up later on. Like,
once
you
a can't, day?
Yeah, once a day. You can't just go and just not hit me the whole time because I would check in with you. And so you don't be nervous while I'm gone.
Okay.
I'm going to give you that respect.
So, okay, when it comes to your friends, right? Because you said you had a very particular friend group.
Yeah.
Was there certain people that you knew you had to leave off the list?
There's some people that I knew would probably be a little disruptive, and I'm glad that they didn't make it because I feel like they would have kind of been a little, like, I like people that are very loosey-goosey on a trip. Like, they don't need a lot of structure. Like, okay, what are we doing? Okay, 9 a.m., 10 a.m. No, I don't like those kind of vacations. You're going to stress everybody out. I like people that are all chill. So I invited like-minded people that I know they'll get. There's people that didn't make it. I'm like, if they would have came, they probably would have changed the vibe of the trip.
But did their feelings get hurt? Because you also have, like, long-standing friendships.
Oh, no, I invited them, but some of them didn't show up because of whatever worked.
Oh, so God helped.
God worked it out for me.
And you probably just didn't pressure them as much as the other ones. You're like, dare you come in? Another
cool.
one you just
I
told.
I get it. You know, you
yeah,
got work.
I get it. Okay, so now when you're in a relationship, if you're in a relationship on a girl's trip, is there a place that is off limits to go?
Off limits. I think you should, when you go on your girl's trip, listen, you're going to turn up and have fun with your friends, but you should behave like a girlfriend. Whether you're on a girl's trip or in front of your man.
Yeah.
I don't think you should have a whole different personality because you're on a girl's trip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Still carry yourself because, you know, if you love that person, you don't want, even if they never find out, you know that you was being trifling.
That's true. What if guys come back? Say you got like a villa or Airbnb and a few of the girls are like, hey, we're going to bring guys back and it's enough for everybody. Now, you're in a relationship. Is there something that you share with your guy?
I would
do
tell
you
him.
Hide it?
I would tell him, because like, what if you fall out with one of the girls, which I usually don't fall out with my friends, but what if you do and they go, well, it was Claudia.
She
didn't tell you, and you maybe not even did anything, but they just because you didn't tell them. So I'd rather just be like, hey, call from upstairs. I'll FaceTime him. Babe, they downstairs. They acting up right now.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna lie. If that was a reverse side and it was your man calling, like, yeah, they got a bunch of downstairs. Downstairs. Why you can't call me while you downstairs?
Well, at least I would be okay with him FaceTiming me, because then I know you're not doing nothing.
That's when people do stuff the most. Let me tell you something. I had this one homegirl. She would set it up so that she would FaceTime her dude and then go do whatever. So what she would do is she'll be on vacation with another guy.
Oh.
Come to my room and be like, oh, we're sharing a room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's why I can't talk to you that much, because my homegirl right here was sharing a room. We wasn't sharing no damn room.
Yeah.
She was sharing a room with the other guy.
Yeah, your friend was a whore.
Yeah, she was.
She was a whore.
She was.
Listen, I'm 50 now. I'm too lazy to be a whore. If I date you, I'm pretty much just talking to you.
That's funny, because last episode, a couple episodes ago, you was talking about open relationship chat.
Not for me.
Having multiple guys.
Not for me, for them.
Mm-hmm.
I talk a lot of stuff, but I'm not doing it.
So you won't have multiple guys, child?
I'm too lazy. I can barely keep up with one. One gets on my nerves. Honestly, like, I really just say it, but I really can't do it.
Okay.
Plus, I'm not trying to mess up my pH levels.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Are you allowed a pass if you're on a girl's trip and you have a significant other?
1,000% no.
Ever. No passes.
No, there's no passes.
So it's not don't ask, don't tell.
There's no passes. If you think you got a pass, go ahead and try it.
What about for the guy?
No, there's no pass. There's no pass. Once we're together, you're not, no. You can't dip over there and dip back over here.
So it's so crazy, because obviously y'all know that I'm stingy as hell and I make it very clear I'm not sharing a damn thing.
I'm not sharing.
But my homeboy, him and his girlfriend, they have a dope relationship. I'm not going to lie. Like, I really do love the way that they connect with each other. He went on vacation. They went to Brazil, him and his guys. It was a guy trip. And I think I told you, he flat out told her, like, listen, I want to have some fun. And she was like, look, you get tested before you come back. Cool, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me find out anything and don't bring me back anything. I couldn't imagine. But if he's being honest and open and upfront with you.
When you first hear, like, oh, hell no, I could never. But she's probably more of a realist. Like, it's probably better if I give him my blessing and he does it safely than not tell me the truth. That works for her.
He's going to do what he's going to do, right?
And she probably feels some level of intimacy with him. Like, well, you know what? We have this relationship where he's at least going to tell me. Because, like, the worst part about cheating is not necessarily that he was intimate with someone. It's, he didn't tell, he lied
he
to you.
He deceived you.
Yeah, and he played you for stupid.
That's crazy, because I think, like, the thought of just my man, like, and any relationship that I've been in where it was, like, my guy, it's like, I can't imagine, like, I don't want to picture them having sex with anyone else.
Yeah.
Because even with me, I can't picture myself wanting or giving myself to anybody like that.
Right.
So that's a big turnoff to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I get, and I respect the honesty, and I think that's real dope that you should be able to talk to your partner like that. But damn it, I should be able to say no to.
it's I think, you know, relationships ain't just one.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not black and white anymore. People kind of find what works for them.
Yeah.
Won't work for me, though, but it works for them.
Me either. Okay, so for guys, can they go with certain single friends that have a reputation? I hate these guys that be around. You get away from the relationship, guys, you trifling guys.
I prefer, to me at this age, I really like couples trips.
Me
I
too.
Really love couples. I feel like it strengthens your bond with your mate. It also strengthens each other's. Like, I feel like it helps everyone's relationship. Being around other couples.
It does.
Healthy, happy couples. That's my ideal vacation. But once in a while, I'll do the girls trip as well. Can my guy be out with his Saudi friends? Yes. Because if he's my guy, I already vetted him. Like, I already feel like I didn't just pick some F-boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking, no, my guy, I hope I'm not picking a guy at this age that's easily influenced by his friends.
And that's the thing. Who are you dating that, like, when this man comes around, your person turns into somebody completely different?
Then we gotta break up.
But there are people that are very influential on others, right? And it doesn't matter what age, what kind of person. They're just kind of manipulative, and you end up in a situation and you're like, how the hell did I? I know someone like that, and I'm very strong. You're very strong. Mm-hmm. And I'll be in the middle of a situation. That's why I'm very funny about my peace, because you end up in my energy, because you end up in a situation just because you're dealing with this type of a person, you know? And if you choose to do that, that's fine, but you should have enough trust in your partner that you know that they're not going to do anything crazy.
A long time ago, maybe about 15, 18 years ago, I was dating this guy. He was a really good guy, and I probably shouldn't have broke up with him. He was actually a really good guy, a good human being. He went to Brazil with his boys, all right?
And get somebody else to go.
He went to Brazil, but I trusted him so much, and he did nothing.
How do you know?
Well, he checked in with me the whole time. And then later on, after we broke up, and that's when you can really tell the
truth. Yeah, that's when they tell all their teeth.
His friends told me, too. They go, yo, we was in Brazil, and this guy was, like, shutting everybody down. And he was like, he really loved you, Claudia. And I was like, you know, I knew he was that type of person. That's why I was with him so long.
Yeah.
You know, like, he was a solid human being. And there are, I want ladies, like, I know we give people a hard time, but there are men out there that they're not as thirsty. You know what I mean? Like, they do appreciate what they got at home. They don't want to hurt you. There are men out there that do exist. And I did have that.
Damn, I think after a certain age, like you said, I don't even get doing girls or guys trips. It's just a trip. Like, I don't eliminate anybody. Mm-hmm. So I do like the couples trips. And shout out to, I linked up with Envy and Gia. Mm-hmm. Me and my guy, we had a really good time with them. And that's my family right there. But, like, it does do something different. You can learn from people, other couples, and stuff like that. That's the move to me, for sure.
I love that. I love.
We tried to plan one.
Yeah.
That probably would have been a disaster, so I'm glad it didn't work out.
When was that?
New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I ended up on, it was kind of like, I ended up doing one with my other two friends by mistake.
There were other couples there, and we hardly saw them the entire time. It was just like.
So it was a good time?
It wasn't what I thought, and that wasn't my place where I wanted to go. Yeah. Puerto Rico wasn't my first pick, but I was like kind of like I've been for one of the other couples, and I should have just stuck to my ground, because we ended up not really spending that couple's time.
Yeah.
Like, we were so low, and then they were so, yeah.
You should have just came to Mexico. It was lit. Lit. Okay. Anyway, let's talk really quickly about, did you leave the one because you thought you found a better one, or there was a better one out there, but you were wrong? I met Claudia with her one.
There was a guy that I was really crazy about, and you know who this is. And I just feel like the timing was bad for us. Not for me. Like, he had just gotten a huge contract. Mm-hmm. And all his friends would tell me how much he cared about me, loved me, but he would never say it.
That's so weird.
To me, I was like, it sounds amazing through your friends, but I'm not getting it from you. So I didn't just, like, leave him like
that.
Did
you see it? Feel it? Anything? Because I saw it and I felt it. I knew I was, and we talk about this sometimes on the podcast, but I knew him and was friends with him and his friends. Mm-hmm. And then y'all were dating, and I just loved Claire. I didn't even know you like that. I just loved you because I loved y'all together. Mm-hmm. And I would see how he would treat you. So, I mean, we all just kind of looked at you like, oh, okay, that, I almost said his name. That's so-and-so girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But that's it. No. Nobody ever tried to talk to him. I ain't know no girl. Like, everybody respected your relationship.
Well,
that I knew.
Other women didn't. Because I met him before he got his big contract. He was a ball player. And I thought he was a very attractive and sweet and charming guy. I really liked his vibe. And then right in the beginning, right before we started dating, he got a huge contract. And life was just different. Like, you know, when you're that age and you're young, I wish I would have got him either before that or afterwards, because I feel like he had to go have his fun. He had to go be the Diddy of the NFL. You know what I mean? He had to go stand on couches with his boys and have fun and go to DR.
I bet you he regret most of that.
I mean, his friends, I don't know. He didn't tell me, but his friends would say, like, you know, he really had feelings for you. And I he didn't really tell them to me. He told everyone but me. So I'm on the other end of that, and it made me feel like I was kind of insecure. Like, I was like, is he into me or not? I couldn't really tell. And there were so many women that started coming around when he got that money. And it was just, it really was, it was hard for me because only had eyes for him.
And that confuses me because that's why you never know something that's going on until you're actually like a part of it or inside of the situation. Because like from the outside looking in, we're like, oh, well, he always makes sure his girl is around. Like that's why we all kind of looked at it like, oh, okay, Claudia.
I wasn't around as much as I needed to be though.
That's the weird thing because I felt like you was always around because you ain't even live where we live. I lived there. Yeah. So I would see you just as much as I would see him.
I feel like in your...
And this was Miami I'm speaking on. Like when we was in Miami because he would stay in Miami a lot.
Well, I never came to visit Miami, so...
Damn, but that's crazy. I seen you in Miami
he came down to a club. He came down there when I was out there. But yeah, I feel like I had a couple times that I let good guys go away that I could have maybe... But I let them go because I was unfulfilled. I was hurting. Mm. Like, I really loved that guy. I really did. And I felt like he was playing in my face a little bit with other women being around and giving
really?
Him attention. Like, they were just giving him attention. And I felt like if you really loved me, you wouldn't allow this girl to be in your face like this. I was getting dragged.
Man, that's crazy because I ain't seen none of that.
Well, I was getting dragged through the blogs, like the one blog, Lipstick Alley. They would chronicle.
Lipstick Alley used to
and
be.
And I even hate saying their name because they get all hyped. They're going to talk about this now and say that we were feeling some kind of way.
So I will say, like, back in the day, though, that was, like, the only blog. Was it Baller? Baller Alert had a different, it was like a forum.
A little after, yeah.
It was like a forum, and then it was Lipstick Alley.
So, like, they would, every little thing that happened, they would exaggerate, and it really got to me. Like, it was tough. It's tough dating a guy that a lot of women like, and I usually, get those kind of guys that a lot of women like. And then you get a bad rap. You get a bad rap because someone chose to make to be you with you.
But then they don't be wanting them when they washed up. Fight me when he washed up.
That doesn't happen.
That's when they off him.
Yeah.
Do y'all speak?
No, not at all.
Okay,
he's married now.
I didn't realize. Oh, yes, I did. I'm tripping.
Beautiful woman too.
Woman. So, okay.
Two that got away. That I broke up with, or that I got out of. They both are married now. Like they've moved on, and they're you know. And I know that they're good husbands to those ladies.
Yeah,
I don't have bad things to say about them. I don't.
That's crazy. I don't feel like it was ever like a one that got away from me. I think that the only person that I would have been with if it wasn't for like unforeseen circumstances or whatever, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, like anybody I got rid of was the best decision I ever thought of in life. Mm-hmm. I would do it again a million times.
Yeah.
I would get rid of you a trillion times if I could. So I never had that problem. But when it came time to move on because you thought there was something out there better for you, what was the conversation? Did you just move on? Did you ghost them? Did you say, listen, there's better for me. You're not enough.
I don't believe in ghosting. I think it's very immature.
Oh, shit. That's my solution.
It's very, but I think it's a very, if you ever love that person and you lay down with them, I think it's very cruel to like leave them hanging without an explanation. I at least try to talk about it. And it's been
done
to me. It's been done to me and I don't think it's cool.
What did you do to them?
Huh?
To make them ghost you.
What I do to them?
If I ghost somebody, it's a big reason.
No, sometimes people are uncomfortable with conflict.
Okay.
You know, some people are afraid of, I had someone want to break up because he thought about the argument we might have one day that it might be too hard and then we never even had an argument.
Oh, like, that's a woman. He was giving women intuition. Like,
weird. I didn't leave because I thought there's something better. I left because I was hurting. I wasn't getting enough. I was unfulfilled in the situation. Like, I've left good guys that maybe were bad communicators, so they left me hanging. So I didn't know, like, where your feelings. Like, I didn't even know that he told his friends, like, that he loved me because he never told me. So if I'm over here now, you guys are getting the best version of him. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm getting an incomplete version. So I'm getting insecurity. I'm not sure. I'm getting, really? I didn't know you liked me like that. But he's telling everybody else. That's a problem. If you can't tell the person you're with how much you love them and she's wondering, but you telling your peoples, you look crazy to your friends because they're like, why is she tripping? Like, we know. But the person that needs to know is not being told. That's happened to me a couple
times.
That's
true.
And later on, I find out, oh my God, he loved you so much, Claudia. You didn't know. I'm like, he didn't tell me. Told everybody but me.
Okay.
And that's so sad.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Well, listen to this person's story.
Why did I divorce my husband? I divorced my husband because I was making a certain amount of money. I divorced my husband because I thought I didn't need him anymore. I divorced my husband because I had this senior position at work and thought I held the same position at home. Mm. I divorced my husband because I thought I was better than him because I had my degree now. I divorced my husband because I thought a successful marriage meant I was here and he was down here. That is not success. That's sickness. I found myself divorced and out there looking for love in all the wrong places. And this one and that one and that one and that one and this one and that one. And my body count going up and my value going down. I'm just going to call it like a T.I. is. All the while, my husband done found somebody else building a relationship and building a life with them. I should have stayed married to my husband. I felt like I was on this dark road with no street lights, pitch dark. And I couldn't find my way and didn't know which way to go. I felt lost. I felt like I was walking barefoot on that dark road with pebbles and hot rocks sticking my foot. Jesus. I felt hurt. I felt alone because every time he and that one and this one and that one left my bed, I was alone all by myself. God. And which was supposed to be soft and comfortable for me, my pillow, it was now filled with tears. I should not have left my husband.
Damn.
Wow.
You should have heard that before you told that. No, I'm joking.
Well, I think I'm a good communicator. Mm. So if you can't communicate with me, then it's probably really bad. You know what I mean? Like, as far as like, you could be a good person and just like, I don't know. If you withhold stuff from the person, they gonna be left to wonder. And I feel like if you really care about your woman, you don't want her going out there not knowing how you really feel about her.
Right.
You don't, like, I had my last relationship. He didn't tell me. He didn't share how depressed he was about his situation.
Yeah.
So instead of, like, sharing with me where we could have bonded tighter, you just went internally, and now you left me out there by myself. So I was, like, alone in a relationship.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to stay in that. Yeah. And to be honest, that woman there sounds like my ex talking about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Lonely, dark, sad road that you're going down, sir. No, but you know that because... Like, I've definitely had guys call me and be like, I messed up. And I'd be like, you sure did. Mm-hmm. Have a good day, sir. And why are you calling me? Because I blocked you from another number. And I don't know this one, and I'm going to block it, too. But, like, I think when it comes, because me, I'm a loyal to a fault. Mm-hmm. And I stay in stuff and relationships until the wheels fall off. Mm-hmm. So if... I done tried everything. So there's no way you're the one because you done made it clear to me with her. I feel like she chose thinking she was the boss. She bossed up on him. And God gave you your karma because you was throwing things in people's face that That's didn't even belong to you. That belonged to God. Those was God's blessings that he gave to you. And you was using it to throw in others' face that actually cared about you. And now you're feeling it. And you're going to probably keep feeling it until you learn your lesson because I still feel like she don't get it. It's still me.
It can't be. It has to be us.
Exactly.
Most of my relationships didn't end because of cheating or stuff like that. It was really like people really being bad communicators. You know what I mean? Like, if I could go back and do over, I would probably suggest therapy sooner. Because there's a lot of people out here that have emotional, like, blockages. They can't, like, express themselves the way they really should. And when you don't do that, you allow your person to just let their mind wander.
Yeah.
So they're over here wondering, is it me or did I do... And really, a simple conversation could have probably ended a lot of heartache for both of you.
Money and communication. Those are the two biggest breakups of relationships, marriages, all kind of stuff. That is extremely important in a healthy relationship is the communication. And even if y'all are talking over each other's heads or talk, do what you got to do to try to get to understand each other. And I will say that that's probably the best thing that I've learned in my current relationship because I used to let things build up, and then I explode.
Yeah, I know.
That's not the way you talk about everything. It's uncomfortable conversations that's going to get you through to the next step with your person.
You're never going to fix anything not talking, okay?
I hate when people sweep things under the rug.
It piles up. For us to do the jobs that we do, to have a good personality, to be in a good place, we have to be in a good place mentally. And I've had very, very, very extensive experience with depression.
Oh,
a point where I was suicidal and I tried it.
Yeah.
Once you're in you hit a rock bottom like that, it's easy for you to get there again. So I have to check it. I have to like bail out of something that could potentially still be a good relationship if you are putting me through it where I feel like I'm going down that path and getting into darkness.
Yeah.
And I won't let someone do that to me. I'll give you a couple months of strife but that is even too much. Because I feel deeply, you know what I mean? And I'll be crying and voice cracking. My face looks different. I won't be able to perform. I won't be able to entertain others. And I just don't want to allow myself to ever get to that dark space ever again.
See, I'm the opposite. I hide things so well that you will never know what I'm going through. Like, the other day I had like a issue I was going through. And I came in and I like worked. I did everybody was like, oh my God, your energy is so great. And inside I'm like, dying. I want to cry.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And it's just, I'm really good at masking that. And I'm also really good at not saying something about something that bothers me. So that's why I say, you learn your people, your person, the people that need to be around you by what they bring out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's being brought out of me is my feelings. And it makes me feel weird because it's crazy. As much as I express myself, I never express my feelings. That's the sickest thing ever. Because I always say my opinion and my views, and people think that's the same.
No.
But that's not the same.
Expressing yourself is part of self-care to me. I feel like you have to get that out.
Yeah, expressing your feelings is a part of self-care. Because if not, that's just sitting in there. So, okay, now we're going to welcome Miss Lawrence because we talked about the guys and the girls' trips, and he is going to give us all the scoop on what we should be putting on and in those bags for these summer vacations.
All right.
Miss Lawrence, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm ready to get undressed for this summer. I know we got a lot of trips. Oh, you know what? Really quickly, before we get into that, I do want to say big shout out to you. I was watching some movies this weekend, and I was watching Rose on Amazon, and you did your damn thing in that movie.
Thank you.
Shout out to you, Miss Lawrence.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody, that was fun.
I really, really enjoyed that. Doing that movie. That was my first Universal Picture movie, and working with like a predominantly white cast, I didn't know what to expect. But they laid out the red carpet, honey. They laid the red carpet out. So that was. But thank you for watching. Yes. I appreciate
congratulations.
It.
You did amazing.
Thank and you,
yet,
Claudia.
You know your fashion was up to par as always. So what should we be throwing in these bags for these Memorial Day vacations and all that good stuff?
Listen, I feel like it's going to be a really hot summer. So I do. I really do. I think it's going to be a really hot summer. I'm not excited about that. I know y'all, especially you, Claudia, you like to go out there and get naked, girl.
I love having very little clothes on and feeling the sun all over my body.
Right. So cutout dresses, or cutout size. You want to cut your jeans up. That's always going to be in style, I believe.
Yes.
You know, just a cutout moments are really, 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 really good. Low rise, that's low rise pants or jeans is coming back. Now, for me personally, that just means that I got to do a little bit more work in the gym, which I already don't go to. I'm just a cardio person. But if you're going to do low rise, you got to get, you know, that midsection got to be a little tight. Or we are celebrating body positivity. So if you want to do your low rise, and you might have a little extra rolls that are rising with it. By all means, honey, get your life and enjoy this good old sun.
That's
oversized blazers are always on trend. I like oversized blazers because you can always pair them with super short shorts, a cute mini skirt, bralette. Bralettes are always super popular when it gets really hot like this. So those will definitely be on trend. Big, big oversized bags. Why? Because when you lean into these really hot moments, this hot climate, you want to keep all of your essentials with you. You want to keep your sprays, your mist, to keep your face and everything refreshed. You want to keep your little extra deodorant, honey, under, in your
come
bag.
Come on now. They got to know about
keep
that.
Your little right. Keep you some wet wipes, you know, keep your moisturizer. Even in the hot In the summer, you want to stay moisturized because the sun can dry you out. A lot of people, especially people of color or black people, think, you know, oh, it's going to be hot. I'm going to be sweating. I'm going to be really oily. But you still need to moisturize and use your sunscreen to protect your... Any complexion. You got to use that sunscreen to protect your skin. Underwear, undergarments are now being worn as outerwear.
I don't usually wear those in the summer, a little too hot.
This sounds like a whole bag you're putting together. It really does. Like underwear.
Well, Macy's does not discriminate, okay?
Undergarments, so like you can now wear a lot of undergarments as outerwear. So, and we talked about bralettes. We could talk about the leggings or with the boy shorts, like the tight boy shorts, you can pair with an oversized blazer, a nasty heel. When I say nasty, a sickening, a good looking, a fly heel with it, you know. Barely There Is Always in trend, Claudia, and you know that.
It's giving Freak Nick, and people are scared of that. So we're going to go outside and we recreate in Freak Nick. I know Claudia is on some of them tapes.
I was there in 1994. Find me if you can.
Come on, 1994.
I don't age.
That's what I was going to say, but the good thing with you is you still look good. Now, a lot of these people I've been seeing on the internet is going off like, they don't look nothing like they did back in the 90s, so I can But then the good thing about that is people probably won't recognize them, so it really shouldn't even be an issue. I am curious to know how they're going to get all that clearance, though.
I don't think it matters. After a certain, like, isn't it like a statute of limitation? It's like, well, we filmed you 35 years ago. You'll be all right.
I don't know. I don't know the legalities of that.
I hope I'm in it.
I want them to show the queens that was out back then, because I had a little Freaknik moments myself. So I want them to show some of the queens that was running and dodging and ducking behind corners, you know, getting their little play on too.
I feel so lost because it seems like everybody knew what was. So when I thought Freaknik, I just thought it used to be popping in Atlanta. Everybody would pull up like Memorial Weekend. That would be like Memorial Weekend for me, like Miami back then. And I just found out that people were actually having sexual relations in the street. I didn't know that at all.
Girl, behind corners, behind dumpsters, behind buildings, you name it. Like that was back. Baby, that was when the underground Atlanta was the underground Atlanta, and the stuff that happened underground, it stayed underground.
I'm not gonna lie, a lot of those fashions are literally coming back, because when I see everybody posting their pictures from Freaknik, I'm like, oh, that's cute. Where'd she get that shirt from? And I know I seen one like that at Macy's.
Remember a few episodes ago, I talked about a lot of the kind of loud pastel lips coming back.
Yes.
That was around during the Freaknik era too. That gold pastel, the blue, the purple, the icy blue, all of that was around during the Freaknik era. And yes, while we're talking about fat summer trends, everything, nothing was covered up back then, honey. So you want to talk about cutouts, you want to talk about low rise jeans and booty shorts and all of that. Yes. All of that was around. So it's just true testament to every history really does repeat, and especially in fashion.
Daisy Dukes and high heels and a pump.
It's right back. It's the same stuff. It's the same stuff. The mushroom cuts that they used to have back in the day, they coming back.
Oh, the mullets? They're called the mullets. The mullets are back.
All of that is coming back. And listen, I'm ready for summer. I don't know about y'all. I know Macy's has some deals over there. You might want to run over there, go get your Daisy Dukes, go get your cutouts, go get your platform Spice Girl looking shoes, because those are also coming back. Get your pastel lips and your sunscreen.
Don't forget your skincare. Get your skincare.
I burned. I went to Mexico just last week and I burned, and I'm going back to Mexico for Memorial. We may have some details for y'all on that.
Where are you going in Mexico?
Shout out to Roll Marley House. I always go.
I went there.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. That shout out my people, Joseph I. Shout out Jessica. Like, they always take care of me there. So Undressing Room may be taking over Bro Marley house very soon. So we'll keep y'all updated.
I'll send y'all my information to book my ticket.
I'm telling you, we want you to pull up. We want you to pull up and we want everybody to pull up. So Memorial weekend, we're going to put it in the air. Let's try to meet at Bro Marley house, y'all. And we'll see how that.
Okay.
I want to know before we go, Miss Lawrence, are Hoochie Daddy shorts still in for the fellas?
Uh-oh, are they?
I hope so, because I love to see men in Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Me too.
Let me tell you something. I am a leg freak. I love beautiful legs on men. Oh, yes. My God. So I hope those Hoochie Daddy shorts are still in season and on trend. I don't see why they would go out of trend. I think they would definitely still be in trend. I mean, men showing their beautiful legs, that could never go out of style. Now, I do think the gray sweats, that's done with. I'm done.
No,
I'm done.
I like them.
Yeah. Maybe for the gym. I feel like, nah, that's.
I'm kind of over that. But you know why? Because the gray sweat thing, you know, it was sickening. Like, we loved it. But at this point now, when I see men in gray sweats, it's like, now you thirst trapping.
Yeah. Because
you already know. Desperate. You already know what gray sweats are symbolic of. So you want around here, your meat swinging child. Now you thirst. And that turns me off. I don't like thirst trappers.
Okay, well, don't listen to him. I say keep wearing the gray sweats.
It's too hot for that, Claudia.
Playing that thing around. No. Let me see what you're working with.
It's too hot for that. We're going to stick to the Hoochie Daddy shorts. Just make sure you don't skip leg day. And Miss Lawrence, let people know where they can follow you at.
You all can follow me on all social media handles at Miss Lawrence. That's M-I-S-S Lawrence with an E, not a U.
I know, that's right. Thank you for keeping us in the know, and we will see you next week, Miss Lawrence.
Bye.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. Yeah.
McDonald's is not new to chicken, so maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All right, so we're going to slide into the DMs, and today we're just going to touch on one because this one is a special one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you can slide into... shoot, the undressing room DMs, my DMs, Claudia's DMs. We're going to give you that information a little bit at the end of the show. But this one says, hey, L'Oreal and Claudia. This actually came from the undressing room's DM.
Okay.
And it says, so I'm a single man, my early 40s. I'm looking for love. I do well for myself financially and don't mind sharing. Mm. I do have 3 children and I'm still technically married to their mother, but we're not together. We are just married for legal purposes. Now, I was wondering, since you asked on the podcast, would a woman like Claudia give me a chance?
Well, first, you have to get divorced first, because you say technically married.
They're roommates. No, I'm joking. I don't know.
You know what? Many a man have said that, and they're not really there. And then when you jump in and get into it and you get your feelings involved, then it really comes out, well, we're still trying to work it out for the kids.
Yeah.
No. You'd have to be free and clear for me to take you, because I'm a public figure. We're going to go out somewhere. You ain't going to have me at the little download places when, you know, I'm going to be out with you.
Right.
I don't need someone to be like, that's my husband with this woman. And I don't want to bring that drama to your kids or to my life. So
remember that happened to NeNe? They was moving on with their life. She then brought him outside.
Ain't they still married?
With the guy and the girl?
Yeah.
They're not?
I don't know if they're, are they divorced? I don't know. I don't think so.
I think she tried to sue NeNe because she was like, you running around with
alienation
my husband.
Alienation of affection, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're they separated, how can you sue me?
Maybe there's more to it that we don't know.
Ooh.
The wife would know, not us.
You and NeNe don't like each other? I can't remember.
No, we didn't.
Okay, I couldn't tell when the energy switched.
We don't rock.
I was like, wait a minute, should I have said
her? We don't rock, but I'm fair, though.
Okay, yeah, I will say that.
And if they are technically divorced, if they're technically separated where they're 2 different homes, then she can date him. It's not a good taste, but she can date him.
Yeah, but let's be real. The woman was probably being petty. She's seeing him outside.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
How would you feel if, if you are still married,
not my
someone,
man. No,
exactly. Like, if you married someone still and they out there very public with someone else, it's very hurtful.
Yeah, but it might be hurtful, but that's the, this is what you presented. Like, he knew who he could play with like that.
Yeah.
Now, if it came to me, people like their life.
L'Oreal.
I'm joking. I'm not doing that. You gotta let people go where they want to go.
That's right.
I'm not trying to keep nobody on no leash. So.
I'm not trying to keep no one that doesn't want to be kept except my cats. That's it.
Your cats is trying to run away too.
No,
child.
They love me.
Well, so you still didn't answer the question. Would you give, like, fully? Like, say the wife is not a problem. Say that you've even spoke, but they're like, listen, financially, it doesn't make sense for us to get a divorce on paper. It works for our kids, for the trust, for this, for that. But Claudia, you know, I really like you. I like you around my kids. This is the woman. Everything's fine. You got my blessing. Would you be okay with that?
No, I wouldn't.
Damn.
Because I need you to be available to marry me.
That's true.
Because I'd still want to get married.
But what if he's like, I'll treat you like a wife, and he does everything amazing?
No, there's 7 billion people in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Stop settling for the BS because you're afraid of being by yourself. If you like yourself, you should not be afraid of being by yourself.
Stop turning men down just because they married. No, I'm joking.
I know. Here I go with my bullshit.
Claudia, how dare you not give this married man a chance?
Being too picky. No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay, so no.
No. Sorry, but when you get divorced, hit me up.
Well, then by then he'll already have the other girl that's okay, willing to deal with his flaws and all.
Okay, now.
Because sometimes that's what it is. You got to eat. Look, when my guy met me, I wasn't perfect. He had to help put me together, right? sometimes you got to put in the tough work, and then you get the reward at the end.
I just don't think relationships are supposed to be this hard, though.
Well, this is why you don't want to work at nothing.
I would work on things, but I'm sorry. If it's got to be so much work so early on, what are we doing? It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Maybe it don't belong together.
Nah, you do. Sometimes you got to put the work in early so that you could coast through the rest of it. Look at internships. You got to put the most work in, then you benefit later on.
Did you intern anywhere?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Are you crazy? I interned at a couple places. Oh. Bad Boy.
I never did.
Sean John, Sony Music.
I didn't.
Yeah, see, you're lazy. Like, I put work into my relationships, and that's why they're going to stand the test of time.
Not Claudia, me lazy.
I'm going to teach you how to put a little bit of work into the relationship, and then they're going to laugh. We're going to find your forever Valentine. That's all what everybody right, calls right. everybody nowadays, a forever Valentine. When the hell did that start?
I don't know,
I'm tired of people. Anyway, Undressing Room Podcast. We're going to get out of here. If you want to slide into our DMs, go to the Undressing Room Podcast on Instagram. You can also go into my DMs, starring L'Oreal, StarringLoreal, Claudius.
At Claudia Jordan, please hit me up, because I want to be able to read some crazy and wild stuff on this podcast. Yeah, I feel like I haven't really come with it.
But don't shoot your shot, because she don't want to put no work in.
Well, excuse me.
What? Do you throw it back at least?
I'm an amazing lover.
I'm
an amazing
lover. It's given you don't want to throw it back because that's too much work.
I throw it back, and I like to be on top.
Fellas, if you know that to be true, hit me up in my DMs.
Wait a minute.
I want to know.
Oh,
I want to know if you're telling the truth or not. But y'all, go listen to our past episodes. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And I'm going to put these clothes back on.
All right. Fun times.
You just keep your clothes off, because I don't even know. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, my God. I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving. I'm not being appreciated here.
Freak Nick. No, we out of here. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.